Hi, in this video we will cover HBase introduction in Azure. Apache HBase is an open source database that's built on Hadoop and modeled after Google Bigtable. Microsoft Azure offers different Hadoop cluster configuration through HD Insight clusters. In this video, we will focus on HBase as one of HD Insight clusters in Azure. This is Mustafa Al-Zoghbi. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle, at Mustafa Al-Zoghbi. These are the topics that I would love to cover in this video. So the first thing that I want to cover is what's HD Insight. For a lot of data scientists and open source developers, they never heard before on HD Insight. So maybe they have been doing a lot of Hadoop, HBase work, but they never heard of HD Insight when it comes to the cloud. So that's why I'm covering what's HD Insight, so they get familiar with what type of naming convention that we're using when it comes to Microsoft Azure cloud offering. The second thing is the HD Insight clusters. So we need to know what type of HD Insight cluster that's available up to this point in Microsoft Azure. What's HBase and what Microsoft offers as an HB cluster within Microsoft Azure portal. And then we're going to have a demo how to create an HBase cluster. What's HD Insight? HD Insight is the Microsoft implementation of Hadoop ecosystem component in the cloud. So for a lot of developers and the data scientists that they never heard of this term before, HD Insight is basically the Microsoft implementation of the Hadoop ecosystem. So that's why when we say HD Insight Hadoop cluster, it's basically the Hadoop cluster that you're used to work with, but basically that's hosted as a platform within Microsoft Azure. The same thing when we say it's HBase cluster, is basically it's a HD Insight cluster of type HBase, the same HBase cluster that you used to do and you work on the open source, but this is what we call it as a type of cluster that we offer on Microsoft Azure. Azure HD Insight deploys and provision Apache Hadoop clusters in the cloud. So that's why through the Microsoft Azure portal, you will see that you will be able to provision and deploy different Hadoop cluster types within the Microsoft Azure ecosystem on the cloud, providing a software framework designed to manage, analyze, and report on big data with high reliability and availability. So you know now that when we call to HD Insight, Hadoop HD Insight, or HBase HD Insight, it's a Microsoft implementation of different Hadoop ecosystem components. HD Insight is available on Windows and Linux. So for some of the data scientists that they love to have a Hadoop cluster on Linux, it's available on Microsoft Azure. So you should be able to provision a Hadoop cluster on Linux, and basically it's a Hadoop cluster on Ubuntu. And even for some other folks that they love or prefer to use a Hadoop cluster on Windows, still you'll be able to provision HD Insight clusters on Windows, and basically that's hosted on Windows Server 2012 R2. HD Insight clusters on Azure. HD Insight provide cluster types and configuration for Hadoop, so you will be able to provision an HD Insight Hadoop cluster. HBase, so you will be able to provision an HD Insight HBase cluster. 3, Storm, so you'll be able to provision HD Insight Storm cluster. The fourth option is HD Insight Spark cluster. It's still in preview, but these are the types of Hadoop cluster that you can provision up to this point on Microsoft Azure: Hadoop, HBase, Storm, and Spark. This is basically a screenshot from the Microsoft Azure portal that shows that when you try to provision an HD Insight clusters on Microsoft portal, you will be able to have 4 types that's available up to this point: Hadoop cluster, HBase cluster, Storm, and Spark. So this is a screenshot from the portal that shows you in action what types of clusters that we have up to this point on Microsoft Azure portal. What's HBase? Apache HBase is an open source NoSQL database that's built on Hadoop and modeled after Google Bigtable. HBase provides random access and strong consistency for large amounts of unstructured and semi-structured data in a schemaless database organized by column family. It's very important in any ecosystem. They need a storage where they can store data. For the Hadoop ecosystem, developers and data scientists, they use HBase to store data. And it's NoSQL, so it's not our relational database management system like Microsoft SQL Server, where you can have tables with the relational foreign key and primary key and the normal structured data, and we need to define the data structure properly before you go ahead and build an application on top of it. With the HBase, it's a schemaless. At any point of time, you will be able to add columns to your tables through the columns family. Columns families basically is a very interesting concept. And in the next slide, I have a screenshot that shows how it's a basically a mapping, one by one mapping from the relational database table. If we want to convert it to an HBase implementation, how it's going to look like with the concept of the column families. Think about the column families as a grouping of the columns. So when you create a table, you have to define your families. So for example, you can say, I'm going to create a table with customer information and the company information. But you don't know exactly how many number of columns that you will have under each one of these families, giving that the company and the customer information, both of them they are families within the table. So the column families allow developers to add or remove any data or cells within the column family. So that's one of the powerful features within HBase because it's NoSQL. Data is stored in the rows of table, and data within a row is grouped by column family, and we're going to have a screenshot how it's going to look like. So the open source code scales linearly to handle petabytes of data on thousands of nodes. It can rely on data redundancy, batch processing, and other features that are provided by distributed application in the Hadoop ecosystem. The petabytes of data, you want it to scale linearly by adding nodes. So every time, if the capacity of a node is X, adding an extra node for HBase is basically will add, will scale this storage for this HBase cluster basically into 2X. So every time you're going to add a node, it will scale linearly. And this is one of the powerful features within Hadoop ecosystem, that every time you're going to add a cluster node, regardless the cluster type, it basically scales linearly. Since we are focusing on the HBase, think about it as a database. So every time, if the capacity of your database is X amount of data with the X amount of requests, if you want to double this performance and you want to scale it, simply you can add a node to the HBase cluster. And instead of having one, you will have two. If you have four, you will have five. And therefore, this is one of the powerful features within HBase that is scaled linearly at a point of time when you add a node to your HBase cluster nodes. Here I'm showing an example for an order table that we have in a relational database management system that has five columns. So let's think about it. It's order table. It has order number, and we have customer name, customer phone, company name, and company address. And if we want to implement this table, the order table, from a relational database management system to an HBase, so giving the column families, think about it that every row and every table needs to have a key first. So we're going to keep the order number as a key for our records. And then we're going to create two families to the order table. The first family is the customer, and the second family is the company, where we can group the customer information under the customer family. So under the customer family, we'll have the customer name and the customer phone. And then under the company, we'll have the company name and the company address. And it's not structured that even at any point of time, if we need to add, for example, the company URL or the company website or any other information under any one of these families, you can easily add it without any big changes. So that's one of the cool thing, and working with NoSQL schemaless database, the same case in HBase, that basically you just define the table. So in this case, we're just gonna create an order table with two families, the customer and company, and we don't really care how many columns we have under each one of these column family, because at any point of time we can add or remove columns as needed. So here I'm just giving a kind of like a comparison as well for a lot of developers who comes from a SQL and relational database management system experience. So you have to know that with HBase, because it's a NoSQL schemaless database for a Hadoop ecosystem, so you have to know that HBase has a commands, certain commands that we are using to query data within HBase. So the HBase commands are create, which basically equivalent to if you are creating a table within T-SQL. Get, which basically like a select statements in T-SQL. Put, which basically can be update or insert statements. And you can tell me what's the difference, update or insert. So it's very simple in HBase. If you are putting a record with a key that already exists, HBase considered as an update statement. But if you put a command with a statement that doesn't basically that doesn't include this key when you execute the command, the HBase considered as an insert. So this basically that's why we use put, which basically update and insert statements in T-SQL. Scan basically is like select all, where you can basically select with no word conditions. So to do any query within HBase, we have a command line. It's called HBase shell. Is your query tool to execute any CRUD operation or CRUD commands to an HBase cluster. So we have an HBase shell, which basically like just a command line where you can write down your commands, create, get, put, or scan to basically execute any CRUD operations. Data can also be managed using the HBase C# API. This is basically a wrapper around the HBase REST API. So you have to know that HBase has already a REST API, and we already have a C# API that is basically a wrapper around the REST API that basically you can use HBase client libraries to query and do any HBase commands through a C# or .NET application. And HBase database can be queried by using Hive as well. So if you don't want to use the HBase shell because it's a command line, you still can use Hive, which basically give you like a SQL-like statements to query HBase data tables. So here let's jump into a demo on how to create an HBase cluster in Microsoft Azure portal. So from the Microsoft preview portal, you will be able to create an HBase cluster, HD HBase clusters, by doing the following. So from the new button, we're going to click on new, and then we're going to select data and analytics tab. So we're going to click on the data and analytics, and then you're going to see the first thing is the HD inside. As we mentioned, that the HD inside is basically it's a Microsoft implementation of Hadoop ecosystem components. So you're not going to find the different cluster types here. You just need to click first on the HD inside, regardless if you want to implement or provision a Hadoop or HBase or any other cluster types, as we mentioned in the presentation. So you just need to click on HD inside, and then we're going to have an option to say what type of cluster that we need to implement. So once we click on the HD inside, so we have to give it a unique name. So let's call HBase 100. So this is my cluster name. So it has to be like a unique name. And then we can, this is a very important section, which is what type of cluster you want to provision for your HD inside. So in our case, we need, so if you want to implement or provision a Hadoop, you will select Hadoop, HBase, or Storm, or Spark. So in our case, we're just going to go ahead and click on HBase because we want to provision an HD inside HBase cluster. And here, cluster operating system. So do you want to provision your HBase cluster as a Windows or Linux? So you can pick each one of these. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Windows. And it gives you if whatever any available options. So you can pick any Edge-based version that you have that based on the selected operating system. So I'm going to go ahead and select the latest one, which is Edge-based 1.1.2. So it tells you here, once you pick the operating system, it will tell you that you're going to have an Edge-based 1.1.2 on Windows Server 2012 R2. So the same thing if you go ahead and you picked Linux, so you will see here that you don't have a lot of options, but it will tell you that you have an Edge-based version 0.98.4 on Ubuntu 12. So you have to make sure that you are picking the right operating system and the right Edge-based version. So here the subscription, if you have more than subscription, so feel free to pick the right subscription. And then here the resource group. So it's a good idea to basically, since Hadoop components within Azure has a lot of components, storage accounts and clusters and a lot of other components, so it's better to have a resource group for any Hadoop work. So I'm going to go ahead and click on new because I want to have a specific resource group, so it's easier if I'm done with my work, I can easily delete it if I don't want to get charged for stuff that I'm not using. So here I'm going to say it's base demo. So it accepts the name, and here after this, after you select the resource group, so you have here the credentials. So if you go ahead with the credentials, it will tell you that's very important. So for any cluster that you provision within Hadoop, you have to have a cluster admin. There's a username and password. So you have to make sure that, and remember, you have to take a note that what type of the username and password you created for your cluster, so you can easily log in to it afterwards. So here we're gonna say I'm gonna pick my password for the username admin. You can change it as well if you want. So I'm gonna say it has to be a complex password. So you have to here, this is basically a cluster username and password, so you should be able to access this cluster. And also, if you want to enable remote desktop, in my case it's very good to enable the remote desktop unless you don't need it, but you have to make sure that the remote desktop username and password, it would be definitely different from the cluster admin username and password. Here I'm going to select on the expiry once I enable the remote desktop. So I'm going to say it's end of February. And then what's the remote desktop username and password? So you have to make sure that this remote desktop username and password is different from the cluster admin username and password. So I'm going to say it's my remote desktop username is Mustafa. So once I put the username for the remote desktop, I'm going to put the password. And then I'm gonna go ahead. So now I have everything I need as a credentials. I have credentials for the cluster. I enable the remote desktop. And then I'm gonna go ahead and click select. So now credentials are configured. And then we have a data source. So so here, what are the available data source that you want? You can pick. You can change these default container. Usually the container takes the same name from the HD Insight cluster name. So you're gonna have a container for your HBase cluster, which is gonna name HBase 11, which basically the same name for the cluster. And you can change the location as well if you want. You can change it from a central US to east US, and also at the same time for the storage account. So I would love to have a new one. So I'm going to click HBase 100 storage account. So 100. So basically this means that I'm going to create a storage account HBase 100, and I have a container for my cluster called HBase 100, and the location will be East US. So this is for the data source. Of the configuration for my HD Insight cluster. And then here for the node pricing tier, you can select any pricing tier you would love to have for your HBase cluster. So make sure if you are in development and testing purposes, you didn't need to have four nodes for your HBase cluster. So you have to make sure that this, you turn it to one, unless you are in production and you need more nodes, but it's by default, it's four. And then basically you can basically change the region nodes pricing tier, and you can basically change the head node and the zookeeper. And it gives you also a little good information about how much is gonna cost you per hour if you're gonna run based on the pricing nodes here. So for example, if you click on the region nodes pricing tier, you have your D3, you should be able to see all the options here. You have to make sure that there is some recommended view, and we have also view all, where you can pick anything you want from all the options that we have for this node. So if you don't like the D3, you can go ahead and say, I don't want the D3, I'm gonna go ahead and click, for example, the A3 general purpose, which basically much cheaper, for example. So I'm just showing that you can change the region nodes pricing tier as well. And it gives you, if you see here, that the total cost has been, changed based on once I change the pricing tier for the node. And you can go ahead and click on select. So this means that we are done with the credential, with the data storage and the pricing tier. Option configuration here, if you want. If you want to basically set up any virtual network, script action, or as a storage key. But for me, I don't want now for this demo. So I'm just going to go ahead and click on create. So once you click on create, we're going to go ahead and basically Microsoft Azure will go ahead and create an HD inside HBase cluster under my subscription. So I'm going to go ahead and click on create. This might take from 20 to 30 minutes. So once it's done, you will go ahead and you will have a notification on the top that shows you the deployment status. So if it's done, it will be telling you that the HD inside HBase cluster has been deployed successfully. Here we'll see that the HBase cluster has been successfully created. I see that I see the notification, deployment succeeded. So I can go ahead under the HD inside clusters. I can see my cluster. I can click on HBase 100, and I can see all the information of my cluster, my HB cluster. So you'll be able that you have a lot of information about how to scale the cluster, remote desktop dashboard settings, and you can see all the settings. So I want to show you that. Let's go to the dashboard of my HBase cluster. So I'm gonna click go ahead. And you will see that Microsoft Azure HD Insight Cluster comes with a lot of useful tools. Like, for example, you will see that you'll be able to have a Hive editor, who have a job history for all the jobs that have been submitted to the cluster, file browser that shows you all the, you see here that the container, this is the container name, which is the HBase 100, and you will see all the files for your HBase cluster. You will see here all the files for the Hadoop cluster, and then there's a Hadoop UI that shows you a lot of information about the Hadoop cluster that we have provisioned, including the data nodes, the volume failure snapshots, utilities, and even it has the Yarn UI and has a HBase UI. I will go back here to the portal, and I want to show you that also we will be able to even remote desktop to my HBase cluster. So I'm gonna go ahead and click on remote desktop, and I say connect, I say open. So I want to remote desktop to my HBase 100. So I'm connecting using my remote username and password. You remember that you were saying that the admin username and password is different from the remote desktop username and password. Even you see that there is an expiry date for the credentials to be able to connect to the Hadoop. So I'm connecting to the head node 0. So now I'm basically in the HBase cluster that I have created, and I see here the Hadoop command line that you will be able to use even to connect to the HBase console, and you will be able to query data within the HBase. And you see a lot of useful URLs here. You'll see that it gives you here, there's a tool, for example, for the Hadoop information. everything related to what you provision on the Hadoop. Here also there's a service availability for your cluster. That's all comes out of the box. So here, this is the YARN status. So you see all the information for the YARN. And even here, this is the HMaster information web UI. So all these tools comes along with when you provision an edge-based cluster on Microsoft Azure. So the Hadoop command line is a very useful tool. Here we're going to go ahead and click on the Hadoop command line because I want to connect to the edge-based shell. So to connect to the edge-based shell, so what we need to do is I'm going to say cd to edge-based home. This is an environment variable that says connect to the HBase home pin. So now you see that I have connected to the HBase bin directory, and then I can say HBase shell. This is how you connect to the HBase shell. And then the HBase shell, now you can do all the create, put, scan elements and commands to scan anything within your HBase. So now, if you see here the HBase main, this is basically I am now in the HBase shell. So you'll be able to do any commands you want to create, to insert or update tables within HBase. I hope you enjoyed this video. Feel free, if you have any questions, feel free to post these questions to Stack Overflow or Amazon forums. And this is my Twitter handle, Mustafa Zagbi. Thank you so much.